Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm terrific. Faisal, how about you?
Well, I was a little stressed after yesterday's carbon tax
decision.
Supreme Court. Yeah, yep. Stressed because I don't think we fully understand the impacts.
Well, there's going to be second derivative impacts that people don't fully understand.
Correct. And right? I don't think it's huge impacts where companies are going belly up.
Right.
But it gives me clarity to see, well, where do I want to put
right.
clients' money
right.
when it comes to these sorts of costs? How are costs going to go up for businesses? When
yep.
I'm speaking purely from a money management perspective, when I think about our, you know, people in the transitioning to or living in retirement category, they're going to have a bit more cost coming, I think. And so how much is it and so forth? I'm that's where the stress level came in from Thursday
yep.
after the Supreme Court hearing.
Well, and time is going to tell, right? We're going to get some analysis on this show, but at least start the conversation there. But I'm not sure the jury is still going to be out with respect to what those costs look like, inflation.
For years.
What it means for you and
for
I
years.
And yeah, people retiring, you bet.
And I think this might be linked. It also increases the thoughts of maybe using psychedelics. What do you think?
Well, listen, if you felt that the cannabis decision was controversial, right, you think it's going to stop there?
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that no, it is not going to stop there. And we're going to talk a little bit about this move towards psychedelics. What it means, the research behind it, who's using it, where it's appropriate. We got a lot of work to do on that area too.
Yeah, and then it's springtime.
Yep.
And so we might as well enjoy our backyards, the landscaping. We're going to talk about how to landscape your home a little bit different, spruce it, change it.
I love this stuff. This is
good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is making your home into an oasis or whatever experience
yeah.
you want. And the inside people work on, the outside, I think, en masse, we all started that last year, but I think that's here to stay.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him, how do I keep you away from my backyard? Because you just show up. Like, you don't even ring the doorbell. You're in my backyard.
Let's get this fixed. That's right.
Yeah, how do we keep him away? Some electronics or something like that just zaps you. You know, that kind of thing.
I hear you. Let's talk about, you're not going to keep me away. So that's the unfortunate news for you.
Okay.
Fine. I want to talk about the volatility again. The minute that volatility starts to spike up in markets,
yep.
people start thinking about market timing. Okay, we see it always, forever and a day. We've been both doing this for a long, long time. It's never changed, and it's never going to change.
Here's what I think is going to happen. So far this year, people are going to look at the markets,
mm-hmm.
plural, and they're going to say, hey, how come we weren't more in Canada versus USA? Or how come we didn't get out of the United States because they ran up and gone into Canada? Because
yep.
Canada's markets, TSX, outperforming S&P 500 year to date as of the show. That's going to be some. So trying to time this market. So I, of course, because I have no life, Dave, I start building up some of this data.
That's because I'm doing all the work in your yard.
Yeah, well, you're just loitering. Anyways, when investing and trying to time the market,
yep.
now this is the S&P 500. And I looked at going back to 1930,
yep.
decade over decade,
yep.
so every 10-year period. Think about our growth bucket and how we look at it in 10-year period. That's how I put this data together. Let's take the most recent decade, 2020,
yep.
This decade so far. The price in 2020 was about, average return was 18%. Okay. If you took out the worst...
Of S&P.
Of S&P 500.
Yeah.
If you took out the worst 10 days in this decade so far...
Okay.
You would have made 125%. So that just... Avoid the worst 10 days.
Right.
And you're going to make way more money.
Right.
If you avoided the best 10 days,
mm-hmm.
you would have lost 33%.
So you'd have taken it from a positive 18 to a minus 33.
Just by missing the best 10 days.
Okay.
Now, the question is, what are the best 10 days?
Right.
No one knows.
Right.
So having a strategy long that doesn't involve trying to time in the market. And during the recent election in the United States, we're going to wait to the election results and then we're going to invest. There's always a reason not to invest and yep. some reason why you think you should be going in at that point in time.
Right.
When you have structure and discipline,
yep.
you're able to adjust based upon volatility, market conditions, economics, and geographical location. And so these are examples, and again, if you missed the best decade, in 1990s were the best decades. you would have made 316% had you just invested through that.
If you stayed invested.
If you missed the best 10 days, you would have got half the results.
In a decade.
You lost half that return.
Right.
Just by trying to time the market. You missed the best 10 days out of the 10 years.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Right.
And that requires structure and discipline. That's right. Why I wanted to bring this piece up and did this data. Because I think people are going to start to time the market again. And it's going to get scary before it gets better.
Yeah. Now, you said something interesting. So that's just on the S&P 500 missing days. But you talked about the underweight and overweight positions as well. Right? So 2020, S&P 18%. TSX flat.
Yeah.
Right? So it speaks to not just the biggest timing decisions in conversations that we have with people is got to go to cash right now. Right?
Yeah.
The market. Well, which market? You're not in, and if you're not just invested in one market, that's a problem statement right off the bat. Right? Yeah. But then there's this notion of underweighting and overweight moving around, right? And risk mitigation, controlling risk. So you can still have some impact on that, but should you be making big bets? So even if you stayed in the market, should I be 100% S&P? And then sell the S&P 100% TSX. Sell that 100%.
And most Canadians know they don't have 100% of their money in one index. Okay? Well, they do. When they look at everything, well, why did we stay in that? So you have the S&P 500. It's not going well according to plan versus the TSX. We should have just taken that chunk and moved it. Like they're looking in hindsight and they're saying we should have done this to maximize return. But you need to have that foresight in order to do it.
Right.
So what's the foresight? The only foresight we have is structure and discipline.
Right. It's exactly right. And so number one, you've got to stay invested. But let's talk about structure for a minute, because how do you stay invested when you're terrified? Right. So what we think, what we believe in... particularly as somebody's transitioning to or living in retirement, is you don't have all your eggs in one basket because you have different goals.
Yeah.
You have to own different things for different outcomes, right? So income is not invested in the stock market.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right. We don't believe...
You need cash flow from your savings.
Right.
Putting in the stock market leaves you to absorb an amount of risk.
Right.
So you can avoid that risk by just doing this. The second part of it is growth, making sure that you can have some time to grow. And that's why I used every decade in the data. So that's important. And these are the kind of things that we're going to talk about when it comes to how to separate your assets, called asset dedication.
Yep.
How to bulletproof that retirement so you can have the cash flow for the rest of your life. How to mitigate on tax. We're going to cover all that on Tuesday, April 20th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Are you ready for the legalization of psychedelic drugs? Stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.